are my top three deep cut horror films. Deep cut meaning that they're perhaps off the beaten path. They're not too well known, although I feel like the people who do know them regard them very well. And I also want to say I'm using the term horror very loosely. Some people might say these are other things, some science fiction, some comedy, but you know, I find them all unsettling in their own way and horrifying, at least to me. So, you know, this is the season. You can certainly watch them with other horror films. They fit into that larger genre. And, you know, for some reason, like, AMC always just plays, like, thinner all October over and over again. So if you're looking for some scary movies, I feel like you could watch these and they would work for you. You could even watch them in the afternoon or in December. Who am I to say? The point is, I like them. I think they're all good and unsettling and weird in their own ways. So let us begin. The first one, to the surprise of no one, stars Vincent Price, and it's called The Abominable Dr. Fives. It's a 1971 British dark comedy horror film. And let me read you a little bit of the plot. The film follows the title character, Dr. Anton Fives, who blames the medical team that attended his wife's surgery 4 years prior for her death and sets out to exact vengeance on each one. Fives is inspired in his murderous spree by the 10 plagues of Egypt from the Old Testament. Why? Well, because Dr. Fives was a famous concert organist and expert in theology and music. So his wife is on the operating table. She's having some surgery or whatever in Switzerland for some reason. And she dies on the table. He's racing there. He gets into a car crash and everyone thinks he's dead. But he survives the crash, although he's left horribly scarred and unable to speak. He remakes his face with prosthetics and uses his knowledge of acoustics to regain his voice. Resurfacing secretly in London in 1925, Fives believes that his wife was a victim of incompetence, aren't we all, on the part of the doctors, and he begins elaborate plans to kill those who he believes are guilty for her death. That's not the whole move, that's the setup, okay? And this movie is so strangely beautiful. Vincent Price said it was one of his favorite roles. How he plays it is kind of horrifying, but also in a way where you're rooting for him because he does feel wronged. And I think you buy it, and it's an odd tale of vengeance. More than that, Dr. Fives' whole vibe is Art Deco. And it's just this beautiful, unique looking movie. And if you haven't seen it, just watch the trailer and you will be in. First of all, it looks fantastic. There's imagery that is beautiful and unsettling at the same time. Vincent Price is fantastic in this. So are the makeup and effects. So are the kills in it. The kills can get a little graphic and intense, which is a nice shock. And then beyond all that, well, how do I explain it? There's just this weird beauty here. It's this bizarre romance, but also I feel like this plot structure is the precursor to the Saw films, which are really elaborate vengeance killings, ultimately out of love. And you watch this and you go, you could see how whoever came up with Saw this and got inspired and modernized the whole thing. There is also a sequel. You don't need to watch it. If you want more Fives, it'll give you more Fives. It's not bad on its own. It's called Dr. Fives Rises Again. And it's also great. I mean, it's not better than the first one, but it's great. And you'll enjoy it. And I also feel like they really tried to make a bunch of other sequels. Like, this is one of those movies that maybe didn't do that well. Not that it was a bomb, but it resonated with certain people, and several other screenplays and sequels were proposed well into the 1980s, featuring potential actors such as David Carradine, Roddy McDowall, Orson Welles, and even Johnny Depp. I feel like this is very something that Tim Burton has on his desk, and he's like, ah, is there a way to do this? And I really don't feel like you could do this film any better than it's already been done. So that's the first one, The Abominable Dr. Fives. The next one, relatively modern, from 2013, which feels like it's last year, but it's not. The film is called Coherence. It is a surreal science fiction psychological thriller. The director, James Ward Burkett? I guess that's his name. This is his first film, and it's so good. It's about a woman who must deal with strange occurrences following the close passing of a comet. Eight friends are having a dinner party as this comet flies overhead. And if you have any bearing on science fiction, when comets are around, strange things start happening. And that's it. And it's a strange thing, and it gets stranger and stranger and stranger and stranger. This movie is not necessarily gory or gruesome or horrific in a monstrous sense. It's very psychological, and it really feels like a good episode of The Twilight Zone. That's the best way I can describe it. There are a bunch of different people in this who are at a moral crossroads, and the events that take place really force them to act on those decisions and perhaps reveal their true character. There's the science fiction confusingness of it all. These good characters, it was also, all the actors, at least to me, were unknown. And I felt like that helped. Because, like, I don't want to see, you know, Gene Wilder's face in the middle of all this shit. I wanted to feel like a circumstance like this, it was so small, it was so perfectly low budget and shot on location. And I don't want to say there's special effects. There's not. But the story makes you feel like there are. It's a very weird thing for me to say, I know. It will leave you confused and thrilled, but in a fun way. It's not going to give you just like, you know, a bullshit non-ending and whatever. It's a lot going on. There's just a slow crescendo of panic and intensity. And I love it. It was also a well-acted dinner party, a good group of adults acting like they've already been friends for a very long time and they're having dinner. It's nice. It's fantastic. Totally different than, you know, Dr. Fives. And if you want something that'll mess with your head without being too monstrous or grotesque or bloody or whatever, damn fine film. Lastly, and I just realized this, my third film is also from 2013. This was a hot banner year for psychological horror drama. It's called Enemy. It's directed by Denis Villeneuve. I can't do it, I'm sorry. And it stars Jake Gyllenhaal. And it's based on a novel, loosely based on a novel called The Double. And Jake Gyllenhaal is in a dual role as two men who are physically identical but different personalities. One of them is an actor, one of them is a professor. There is a lot I like about this movie. I saw it with my parents. My mother was always very excited to find films that weren't playing everywhere. She thought that meant that they were good. And sometimes that's the case. This was the case. We schlepped downtown to see it. And it was great. And one of the reasons I like it is because it's explicitly filmed in Toronto, which is very strange to see. Often Toronto will double for a Chicago or New York or whatever. And so interesting that this movie is about doubles when Toronto is often a double, but here it's not. That is very interesting for me to see. And if you ever grew up in Toronto or you're familiar with it at all, even just for that reason, this is interesting to watch. You're like, oh my God, we're in Toronto. This is so weird. Number one. Number two, Jake Gyllenhaal. This is like deep into his swing of like the most actory roles ever. And the man came to play. He did a really fantastic job in this. I will say, as an arachnophobic, if you are one, go into it cautiously and anticipating. And that's all I'll say. But I mean, I did watch it and it still resonates with me to this day. So I was okay at the end. And sometimes, you know, I want to go into movies and leave seeing something I've never seen before or thinking something I've never thought before. That to me is like, I've got my money's worth. This was absolutely this film, 100%. What was even weirder is we saw it in this like complex. So there's like a movie theater on top and then there's like a bookstore on the bottom. So we saw the movie and after it, we went down to the bookstore to just hang around or whatever. And one of the actors from the movie was in the bookstore and we freaked out because it now suddenly felt like we were in the movie. It's very low budget on purpose. Not to say it's cheap or anything, but it's very, whew. And it's a movie that will leave you with a lot of questions. Not that it leaves things unanswered, but you're going to immediately want to watch it again. And you're going to immediately look up think pieces and theories, and you're going to start to realize everything was there that you didn't see at first. And I feel totally comfortable telling you that because it's that tricky and that complex of a film. There's a lot of symbolism in it. What does this mean? What does that mean? And it's one of those things that like is always good where you could read, watch a movie and then immediately go and read about it and read people's takes on it. This is one of those movies where I've read a bunch of different takes on what does it mean? What is it trying to say? And honestly, none of them are wrong, which is, to me, the sign of a good movie. It's not a either or. There is a lot of shit going on here. I loved it so much. I've only seen it once. I don't think I can have the heart to see it again. It is something that is very, the idea of a double, of course, is just a frightening something to think about. It's just horrific. Jake Gyllenhaal is so good in this. And when have you ever heard me say that? Not that he's bad. It's just not something I often say. And it will disturb you in a unique way that more traditional horror fare, quite frankly, is incapable of. So that's it. Those are my picks. We have The Abominable Dr. Fibes, Coherence, and Enemy. I know that you're listening to this with a pen and paper ready, so you've written them down already. If you want to see any of these, please do. Please let me know. And if you think they're great, let me know. And if you think they suck, tell me to go fuck myself. And it's all fine with me. This has been more content with RJ City.